This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's on
William Campbell, somebody who really ought to be watching out. He's the FBI informant of Uranium One, one of them. The Democrats have put gag orders in. The Justice Department that is totally rogue against the president's put gag orders in, trying to keep him from testifying to Congress. Can you imagine what he knows? It's incredible. That is coming up in the next segment. But I wanted to play this clip because, again, it's par for the course. MSNBC guest, Republicans are domestic terrorists. How do you pronounce this guy's name? Ferdinand Armati? Armandi, if he hates America so much, why didn't he just move to the Middle East? Oh, no. He's going to come here and make us live the way he wants us to. He's going to join in a race-based, culture-based Democratic Party that's anti-Christian, anti-America, and actually create what he claims he's fighting. These people don't play by the rules, folks. They want to assault the American system. They know what they're doing. During a segment, this is on Infowars.com, on Saturday's broadcast, MSNBC AM Joy, the liberal network, allowed a Democratic pollster to call for his political enemies to be arrested and put in prison for failing to adhere to the variety of left-wing viewpoints. Well, hey, bro, go to Venezuela where they're eating their own dogs, or I guess they already ate those. I mean, go there where you can arrest everybody and live out your big fantasy world where you're the big tough guy. See, our forebears knew about dirtbags like you. It's why we have a Second Amendment if you try to come put us in your little forced labor camp where limp willies like you dream of. Guess what? History outpaced you. Your dreams of global communism and global socialism are over, dirtbag. You failed. But here you are on the failed network, sputtering and spewing like a colon, bleeding, filthy lies. Here it is.
What has the Republican Party in the last 10 years done to help the American people? What have they done? This is not a political party. This is a domestic...
Back it up. You've been in power, turdbag. What has Venezuela done for people? What has Cuba done? What has China done? Where they have top generals that are billionaires and slave factories. I mean, if you talked about Apple and slave factories and suicide nets, and if you talked about Islam cutting women's genitals off, and then you wanted to bitch about the Republican blue blood scum, I'd listen to you. But you sit here in this free society bitching all day. You have no credibility. You don't have the moral high ground, snot nose. And they sit up there with all these anachronisms and all these fossils. I don't mean because they're old. I mean, they're all sit up there all pissed. Like, we're upset. We have moral high ground. This country sucks. Screw America. We've all got our own TV shows, damn it. It's so racist. And they just harp and harp and harp trying to sabotage their listeners and viewers. Here, let's go ahead and play this guy.
What has the Republican Party in the last 10 years done to help the American people? What have they done? This is not a political party. This is a domestic terror group. And what I think the American people should consider when they ask themselves that question, with a party that has done nothing to help the American people, is to vote them out and consider possibly afterwards locking them up, Joy.
So, Democrat pollster calls for locking conservatives up. Calls for mass arrest of conservatives. I mean, that's what you just heard. Democrat pollster, MSNBC, calling for arresting Republicans. Well, that's what they want. They want to claim Russians stole the election, kick out all the Republicans that got elected, have new fake elections like Venezuela, and have a new permanent state, and they've said, shut down the independent press and arrest their opposition. It'll be like Venezuela, though. You don't work, so you'll starve to death, you little bastard.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you, you know they are a liar.
Fernand Armandi, a Democratic Party pollster, let it slip yesterday on MSNBC of what he really thinks of the American people and what he thinks of conservatives, who are roughly about 45% of the population. Got about 35% that call themselves liberal, but there are 15, 20% that won't say who they are. But a large portion, close to half, consider themselves conservative, and it is in countries that are more free market or what you call conservative. I call that quite liberal in a modern sense. Very Renaissance, very Enlightenment-based. He says it's time to vote them out, and then, once they're back in power, arrest us. Now, what did the weathermen back in the 70s get caught in federal court doing? Their plan to bring in a collapsed economy, have an emergency reorganization, take control of the military, and then arrest 50 million people, and they said 25 million would have to be killed. And everywhere, you hear the left say, we want violent revolutions, we want violent overthrows. They had a failed attack November 4th that they had planned to go out and kill cops and overthrow things. There were some shootings, there were some stabbings, there were some attacks, but it was a dud. But when you hear the MSNBC guest hosts say Republicans are domestic terrorists, it's time to arrest them. Remember, Antifa, funded by George Soros, is calling for the overthrow of the government and violence. They're calling for all this. They've been listed as terrorists by the feds and the multiple states because they've done it. They wear masks. They attack people. But this guy, he shows up and he says, arrest people. Once we get the power, we want to end the political system and not let there be debate. We know you want to ban words. We know you want to ban the family. We know you're a power cult. And we know you hate the producers. And that's God's logic. Because people like this, in Venezuela and in North Korea and everywhere else, once they get full control, everybody starves to death because they won't produce. They just march around bitching all day and complaining in the freest, most open country in the world. Not to mean we're perfect, but to look at this type of seditious garbage, these people are authoritarian cancer. They tried cop killing nationwide with their whole leftist Black Lives Matter movement. Hundreds of cops got killed to have the strong cities come in with the Loretta Lynch to intimidate local government, to have the UN take over policy of local police departments turning cops into SJWs. And they said, it will stop having our people kill you. It took the police from being kind of establishment to being anti-New World Order. You idiots think the cops, on average, are cowards like you? And that killing a bunch of them or shooting a bunch of them or intimidating them, saying, give in to us or we'll kill you and we'll indict you and we'll arrest you and we'll set you up. You thought the intimidation worked. All it did was fully convert the police out of being somewhat awake to totally awake. Does that mean there's bad apples? Absolutely. Does that mean cops are perfect? No. The point is they're local, they're diverse, they're different. They're not globalist. They still have American values. And now they know who you are, scum! So let's play this guy who openly says, that he wants to politically take over and then arrest everybody. Just like they said, overthrow the election, have Mueller say it's fraud, say all Republicans elected were Russian influence, have a new election, Homeland Security before Obama left, already federalized elections, that's in place. Then have new elections, a one-party system. They have a plan. It's been in Atlantic Monthly, and it's been in Salon, and it's been in all the establishment tripe publications where they communicate openly. I tell you what they're writing, and then other MSM says it's insane, it's not happening, trying to keep you in the dark. It's up to you. You've been warned. The good news is we're starting to rout them, so they're getting more desperate and more open about what they want to do. He wants to arrest every Republican, every conservative, and get you in a dungeon. And he's in a black uniform, and he comes in there, and he's in charge, and finally he gets to be a man because you're chained up against the wall. It's what he says. He goes, I want you in prison. I want to have my way with you. This is a flaming authoritarian dirtbag. Let me give you a news, scumbag. You'll never crush our spirit. You'll never defeat us. This isn't the poor Russians you dominated, or it isn't the poor Cubans. This is America. And you may have turned half the public into zombies, but you didn't get us all, boy. So here he is.
What has the Republican Party in the last 10 years done to help the American people? What have they done? This is not a political party. This is a domestic terror group. And what I think the American people should consider when they ask themselves that question, with a party that has done nothing to help the American people, is to vote them out and consider possibly afterwards locking them up, Joy.
So there you go. Arrest them. I mean, I should compile all the clips where they say, arrest us for our views. Arrest. They have a law that if you don't say Z or whatever the weird word is for a transsexual or whatever the new term is I'm supposed to use, that you get arrested. This is about you use the word mother and father, you're arrested. We're a cult. But if you want to trigger them, bake a pie. You want to trigger them, have a family. You want to trigger them, love God. You want to trigger them, work hard. You want to trigger them, be good. They are a collection of spoiled, rotten, narcissistic people who literally want to dominate alphas. They don't understand. Alphas just want to build us a civilization. These false alphas want to pull it all down. They are cancer. Look at this right here. This is Soros sheltering $18 billion the IRS can't touch, he admits, to overthrow the conservative nationalist movement happening all over the world. Guess what? No amount of your money will work anymore, son. No amount of it will work anymore. People are aware, you know, you and your family and your and Alex, your son, all of you, good luck. You just keep that spirit cooking going. You just keep hoping you sit there and do all those rituals, which they publicly go to. This guy goes to Aleister Crowley rituals. His son does all of them. And you may think Aleister Crowley gave you power. While we were asleep, boy, we're not asleep anymore. It's a new season. You will burn. If I'm the match, so be it. If I'm the burning man to bring you down, if you destroy me, it's only fitting I'm the fire to consume your house. I will consume you. I commit to it on the altar of God. I commit before God and all the saints that I'm ready to be used as a battering ram, to be thrown away. God can throw me in the ditch when he's done. I don't ask my God for power. I ask my God to unleash his vengeance on you. And God is unleashing the vengeance. Now, for every 100,000 we bring in, we defeat his tens of millions he spends. Our Black Friday special is going. Free shipping store-wide on everything. 50% off of more than 20 items. A lot of these specials in tomorrow, like Brain Force and Super Mill Vitality and Organic. Super high quality, a whole bunch of new highest quality essential oils. They're at cost of 50% off. I don't want you to see how great they are. Caveman, still 50% off. Bone broth, support us, pray for us, buy the products. It's how we fund the operation. It's a win-win. We don't sit there and use taxpayer money like Soros does and like MSNBC does and then use it against you. We just have products you need. If you want to buy them, they're at great prices. Then it funds what we're doing, and it thumbs your nose in their face. It basically jabs ice picks in their brain. I mean, it's beyond that. When you fund us and share the links and spread the word, it's just spiritual victory over them. It's just will your domination over those that would dominate you. It's the spirit of fighting back. Huge sales, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 7 days a week, 365 days a year, we answer the phone and take your orders. 888-253-3139. So much more coming up on the other side. But just there they are admitting how they want to put us in prison camps and break our ribs and just dominate us. And imagine what they'll do to our wives and children. Well, guess what? We're going to live on our feet.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Betrays his constituents, even if it's being done because the bureaucracy is blocking his agenda. Still doesn't matter. We have to draw attention to it because it's so incredibly important. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. And we're not Democrats here that are just cult-like following a party or a leader, feeling like we're part of the power structure, feeling like our team is in office. Trump has been delivering on the economy. He's been delivering on our sovereignty. He's been delivering on America First and all the different criminal special interests that have hijacked this country are incredibly upset about that. But that said, Trump said that he was for decriminalization of marijuana. Now, I think marijuana is really strong. I think it's become a serious drug. But I believe we should decriminalize drugs. Because statistics show, just like making liquor illegal, it only makes there be a larger, profitable black market in it and actually proliferates the use of whatever you turn into a black market and makes it sexy. And history's shown that. Well, he's got Attorney General Sessions in there who would like to dial back to the days of reefer madness and give you 20, 30 years in prison if you're caught with a marijuana cigarette while they're handing out billions of pills every year of serious weaponized opium, 10 times stronger than heroin. But as long as it's from a doctor, it's okay. That's what Elvis Presley always thought as he injected speed and took pain pills and took injections in his back every day. He called it an attack. Multiple times a day, a doctor came in with a big old envelope full of pills and shots. But boy, he was part of the Nixon task force to fight drugs, and he was a deputy, and he even had a little federal marshal badge, and he was big on that. There's a famous photo of Elvis Presley with Nixon in the White House. It's a black and white photo. Their heads are by each other, and Elvis Presley looks like he's bombed out of his gourd, but he's there, part of an anti-drug event. I mean, it is just amazing. And I'm not bashing Elvis Presley, but give me a break. Half these hillbillies are on heroin type drugs that are over the counter or prescription that they get from a pharmacy, but then they're the ones that want to throw you in jail for marijuana. So that's a big hypocritical issue that we're dealing with. And there's some other areas, but bigger than that is this. Trump administration picks pro-vaccine CDC director who's even talked about making it mandatory. After backing candidate Donald Trump last year, anti-vaccine activists may feel betrayed in his administration's latest move to name vaccine advocate Brenda Fitzgerald to run the CDC. At the same time, the medical community will likely breathe a sigh of relief on the nomination. And it goes on how the person is pro-forced vaccine. Now, here's an article from earlier this year when he was president-elect. Donald Trump appoints vaccine conspiracy theorist Robert Kennedy Jr. to lead vaccine committee. So if you read the inserts where it's admittedly caused deaths and miscarriages and all the rest of it, there's all these horrible side effects. If you read that, that comes with the vaccine, you are a conspiracy theorist. Robert Kennedy Jr. has had family that was damaged by it. Barron Trump reportedly got hurt pretty bad but bounced back from a vaccine. He's running around at 18 months old. They give him that third round of shots. He has a convulsion. He was talking and running around. Now he wasn't talking for a while. That'll wake you up real quick. But when you go to the clinic or go to the Walgreens or go to the wherever, they don't tell you there's an insert that's got thousands of words on it that folds out on little thin Bible paper that tells you all the horrible side effects and all the horrible things it can do to you and the fact that they are telling you they have no liability when you take it. So it's like signing a contract in blood, your body, but you never see it. And they have all these vaccine fact websites that don't tell you anything except that a vaccine's never hurt anybody. But they're not scientific. They're not the vaccine inserts. They're not the studies. They're not the facts. They're there to lie to you. Here's an example. I was at lunch today, and one of my mother's friends was there, a nice person I've known for decades. And they were talking about how my newest daughter has glowing eyes and is so alert at 6 months old, and they've never seen a baby this smart or alert. And I said, actually, babies were like this before all the vaccines. And I've interviewed nurses all over the country, and this has been in the news before, even mainstream news, where until about 6 years ago, they would never give a preemie a vaccine. And until 6 years ago, the policy changed federally. There's no law, it's just policy through the health system, that you never gave a pregnant woman a vaccine because it said on the inserts and caused miscarriage. Now, since they started giving vaccines to women when they're pregnant, a few years later, they've had a massive increase in miscarriages in the U.S. tied to vaccines. That's mainstream news. So they don't even know how to cover this up properly. But the issue I'm getting in here is 6 years ago, they started giving preemies shots. Didn't matter if they weighed 3 pounds or 2 pounds. So they started noticing they were dying when they were giving them the shots many times. There it is, NBC. Study linking early miscarriage to flu vaccine puzzles doctors. Puzzles you? The inserts say it can cause miscarriage. You have some outside thing enter the body. The body has an autoimmune response. Then it rejects the baby. Everybody knows that if a pregnant woman gets stung by a bee, many times they'll have a miscarriage because the body goes into autoimmune response. It's the same thing. Most of the vaccine damages, again, are just like what you see happening with bee stings. But it's a lot more toxins, a lot more chemicals, a lot more pathogens, and your body is flipping out. And that's why if you have one vaccine damage, if you have a bad reaction once, now they'll quietly tell adults, you might not want to take it again. It happened to one of our crew members a few months ago. The doctor said, you can't ever take vaccines again. It'll kill you now that you've had this response. But see, babies, they can't talk. So they just say, hey, it's fine. Your kid never talked. Yeah, my kid did talk. Well, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Your 18-month-old never talked now. We'll be in diapers the rest of your life. So this is the reality of what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'll get into this report out of the Daily Mail. Don't tell me what to put in my body. More than 50 hospital employees fired for refusing to get flu shots, even clerks who don't see patients. But here's the bigger news. Vaccines, they admit flu shots don't protect you from the flu. And now people are getting measles, mumps, rubella, and flu who have the flu shot. In fact, it's lowering your immunity. And they want to force people to do this so these big companies can force things into our bodies and set that dangerous precedent, just like all the secret testing that's gone on in this country and across the world. So when we come back, one of the biggest forces of tyranny and oppression we face is medical tyranny. And we're going to talk about most nurses you talk to will tell you they just say they gave each other the shots, but don't really take them because they see the adverse results, not just in children and babies, but adults. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I am your host, Alex Jones. It is Sunday, the 26th day of November, 2017. Coming up tomorrow at 8 a.m. Central, we kick off a 36-hour live continued transmission with myself and the rest of the great crew and so many important guests and breaking news. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. You can find the live links there on the main pages or at Infowars.com/show. So, everybody knows about tens of thousands of declassified secret studies, many of which were lethal against foster children, U.S. troops, poor black people, poor white people, usually disenfranchised groups that can't speak for themselves as easily or who don't have the money to stand up for themselves. Well, think about newborn babies who get, on average, about 8 shots at birth. By the time they're 18 months old, they get about 45 to 50 shots. Now, I believe in learned immunity. I know it's a scientific fact. It has a lot of side effects. 600 years ago, they learned in England with a toothpick how to take the cowpox or the smallpox and put it into a person under the skin. And they knew if you get it in the skin, that's your immune system. They just knew from wives' tales that it was better to get it through the skin than end up breathing it in or something, and then you get it in, you know, internally and all over your body, and or you get it when you were already run down and it would end up killing you. But if you got it when you were well, then a lot of times it didn't kill you. So we know that's a real science. So it was about 5 years ago. I got really sick of allergies. So I went into a medical allergy place, and they had a nice female doctor there, MD. And they scratched my back for a couple hours with hundreds of different allergens. And it was all the stuff I knew I was allergic to. Elm and oak and cedar and hay fever and, you know, just certain grasses. And strangely enough, it's a lot of northern grasses. I've never even really been in the north, but I was allergic to a bunch of those. And I had to buy an EpiPen that I sat with, and I went there for about a year, and it helped some. Little tiny needle, you know, in the fat of the stomach, with just a little bit of stronger and stronger dosages that they mixed up at the time I first did it, kept in a refrigerator, of what I was allergic to. And they built up the dose. Some days it made me turn red and I'd itch, and a few times it kind of, you know, made my made me get red spots on my body. I mean, I was having an autoimmune response. And it helped some. About a year into it, it didn't help a ton, but it helped some. I quit doing it. But I had to have an EpiPen. I think it was like $300. And I had to have that EpiPen with me, and I had to sit for 10 minutes after each time that they did it to make sure I didn't have an autoimmune response and my trachea close and my brain swell up and I die. Now, in all the vaccine inserts, dozens and dozens of times per insert, I've shown these here many times, you can pull them up online, the actual vaccine inserts. Go to a Walgreens, go to a CVS, and say, can I have an insert for that flu vaccine or for MMR? And by law, they're supposed to give it to you, though they never want to. And if you get it, and you sit there and you read it, and it'll say autoimmune this, autoimmune that, may cause pancreatitis. It's so bad, you may lose your pancreas, and then they'll call it type 1 diabetes or genetic diabetes, not sugar-induced. So think about that. It says will cause autoimmune responses. Now, your baby, at the third round, generally when they really hammers them, and baby boys, doctors have done for thousands of years since the time of Hippocrates, aren't as strong as little girl babies. They have thinner blood-brain barriers. Men can't take as many. Men are physically stronger, but metabolically not as strong as women. And you can see why. Women have to have childbirth before in primitive conditions. So women are tough as nails compared to men when it comes to their whole metabolic system, endocrine systems, gunshot wounds, everything. Women can take bigger car wrecks, whole nine yards. So that's why 80%+ of the autistic children are boys, because environmentally, pesticides, everything else that males are getting hit with in utero, they found as well, is having a bigger effect on boys. But it's hitting the girls, too. So this is all scientific fact. Look it up yourself. And I know most of you know this, but your friends and family don't. You've got to talk to them. You've got to educate them, because just getting an allergy shot can kill an adult. And they make you have an EpiPen, but they don't tell you when you go in to give your children, hey, they may have a convulsion from an autoimmune response or their trachea may swell shut. And you see the stories of kids dying on the way home in the car, swelling up, red, can't breathe, hospital acts dumb. They had an autoimmune response, just like peanuts can kill somebody. Of course. And that's the number one thing. There's a bunch of other things that happen. A lot of the autoimmune response that happens in the gut. And then it creates whatever's in the vaccine, an autoimmune response in the gut to the child. So whatever the vaccine was grown on, eggs, animal tissue, you'll have an allergy against meat. That's now happening. And they know that vaccines are directly leading to much of the new allergies that we see that are skyrocketing. And children's cancers are skyrocketing. And again, I'm not a medical doctor or a scientist. I can read their own reports. So we're being bombarded. So imagine the nurses they know you give preemie shots. The bioethics board of the hospital orders them to. Big Pharma runs it. They give them the shots. Then they put them on respirators. Or they get defibrillators out when their hearts stop. And we've had the nurses on. This has been in the news. Now, do you think those nurses know it's bad? I've had four children. They knew by the third time to not even say anything to me. But by the third time, they went, we know none of us want to take them to. We've all gotten sick. We've all gotten sick. And I've had the last medical doctor that delivered my latest daughter knew all about it. And he said, I agree with Trump. We're giving too many too early. They need to be tested more, and we need to space them out. I've seen the problems. And then I separately went in for a medical checkup for some insurance, and the nurse lady knew who I was but didn't really know what I covered. She was saying, whatever you do, I used to work in a preemie ward. This is a couple months ago. Don't ever give, don't give your new daughter any vaccines. It'll cause an autoimmune response. They all know, folks. They know this stuff. And I'm not Mr. Goody Two-Shoes up here, but I care about kids. If they had clean, good vaccines for you name it, I want them. I mean, I went to a clinic once a week for a year and got natural vaccines, and I had an EpiPen with me. And a couple times I went and said, Doc, I'm getting red spots all over me. You know, do I jam this in my thigh? They said, no, are you having trouble breathing? And I said, put the blood pressure deal on me and everything. That's just a little bit of pollen that they mixed into some clean water. Imagine what all those attenuated viruses and bacteria and these dirty labs. And since the mid-80s, they've got a vaccine damage fund that's paid out billions and billions of dollars. They have secret courts that even handle it. We've had MKUltra mind control. We've had Tuskegee injecting black people in the vaccines, telling them it's a vaccine and giving them syphilis. We've had the troops radiated and given deadly vaccines. And then they go, oh, conspiracy. Vaccines never hurt anybody. But everybody knows they took the flu shot, they got sick. Everybody knows they took the tetanus shot, and they almost died. My grandmother, who died in January, they told her she got polio from the polio vaccine. They gave her the first one. A month later, they said, you need this new strain. They gave her the new strain, and a week later, she got that strain. My grandmother was in a wheelchair for 50-plus years. They told her back then. The swine flu they gave in the 70s killed more than 15,000 people. And now they're firing nurses. One company just fired 50. All over the country every day, even if they work in the front office doing paperwork, because they want the cult members forced to do it, so they'll force you to do it. So they started making cops a few years ago have GPS in their cars, and I said, watch. Soon they're going to do it to everybody, because that's what all of this is about. And there is a medical tyranny of social engineers manipulating and controlling us. They just admitted that the anthrax shot hurt tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of troops, and was experimental and illegal, and they knew it didn't work, but they were testing it on the troops because it was all a big medical experiment that remains secret. We don't know why they did it.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Leading probiotic on the market. Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I want to close the transmission out with a piece by Paul Joseph Watson titled Creepy Joe Biden. Now, the video is extremely powerful. There's hours of him groping children, parents swatting his hand away, Attorney General Sessions swatting his hand away. But imagine if Judge Roy Moore was on video groping women and children like this. And we have Secret Service agents that have gone public now and said that he was all over women and children as bad as Weinstein. So as all this comes out, it just shows how power mad these out of control individuals are. So we're going to air this report. You can see the video at InfoWars.com/show right now. It has a whole other dimension to it in an unfortunate way. We've also got Dan Bongino coming out, former high-level Secret Service agent, saying the Clintons better watch it or he'll release the info about them and the pedophile airplane, the Lolita Express. So that's an important story up on InfoWars.com. This whole house of cards, literally, Kevin Spacey included, is coming down, with the police saying more criminal investigations ongoing, more sex abuse in Hollywood as the dominoes begin to fall. And then I'll be back tomorrow live, kicking off at 8 a.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and stations across the country with a special 34-hour global transmission, but my broadcast is always 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I want to thank all the affiliates and more and all the great listeners and crew. Thank God for all of you. Here's Paul Joseph Watson's report.
In light of the sexual abuse scandal sweeping the entertainment industry, the media, and Washington, D.C.,
We need to talk about creepy Uncle Joe. Well, that's not my invention. That's what the Washington Post labeled him back in 2015. Although written in a weird tongue-in-cheek style, the article cites numerous instances where Joe Biden made women uncomfortable by touching and grabbing them. But here's something way creepier than that. The way Uncle Joe behaves around children. Now let's be clear, Joe Biden has admitted no wrongdoing. No accusations of sexual harassment have been leveled against him, at least publicly. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty. But we need to talk about this because one Twitter thread alone, posted by activist and commentator Richard Mills, highlighting the subject, has been retweeted nearly 20,000 times. This is going viral. Biden is also signaling that he plans to run for president in 2020. Current polls show that Biden would beat Trump. This could become a major issue on the campaign trail. So let's take a look. This is probably the most famous example. Biden leans uncomfortably close to a 13-year-old girl, whispers something in her ear, then tries to kiss her as she instinctively jerks away.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, well, nice to see you guys.
Now, this one actually made the news at the time. They said the 13-year-old girl, Margaret Coons, didn't think what Biden said or did was creepy. Except, she didn't say anything. It was her father, Senator Christopher Coons, who claims she said that. I reached out to Margaret Coons to clarify whether or not she thought it was creepy and to ask her what Biden said. I received no response. The official story is that Biden was reassuring the girl that his own daughter was 13 when he was sworn in, and not to be nervous about being in front of cameras. Except that in all the years Biden was sworn in as senator, his daughter was never at the age of 13. But I'm sure that that's all completely normal. In this clip, Biden appears to grope the chest area of a little girl. The close-up shows her visibly pull away, right as it happens. But I'm sure that's completely normal. Biden seems to have a thing for touching, smelling, and stroking girls' hair, as seen in this clip. But I'm sure that's completely normal. In this clip, Biden strokes the girl's hair before whispering something in her ear. He then asks for a picture with the girl alone. Senator Jim Risch then says, "Dad's going to stand pretty close."
Dad's going to stand pretty close.
Biden appears to tell the girl, quote, "If I was young."
By the way, if I were young, I'd
be. But I'm sure that's all completely normal. In this clip, Biden kisses a young girl three times as she squirms uncomfortably while he says, "Don't tell anybody." But I'm sure that's completely normal. In this clip, Biden tells a girl, quote, "No serious guys until you're 31. Which is one of his favorite things to say to children.
Lucky man.
Thank you.
Lucky man.
He's having fun. Thank you, sir.
No serious guys.
He then poses with the girl for a photo while putting his hand around her midriff. And then whispers something into her ear. But I'm sure that's completely normal. In this clip, Biden asks another of his favorite questions, how old the child is.
Come on over.
Before weirdly stroking the face of her younger sister. The mother seems keen to leave quickly, but I'm sure that's all
completely normal. In this clip, Biden again tells a young girl, no dating until you're 30, before putting his hand near her breast.
You remember what I told you last time I saw you? Do you remember what I told you? No, not smile. No date till you're 30.
But I'm sure that's completely normal. In this clip, a young girl catches Biden's attention. He then asks the 6-year-old girl if she's 17.
Beautiful child, how old are you, 17? Oh, 6!
He then begins stroking the girl's face before her mother draws attention to the cameras.
Did you have any
other cameras? What do you think about all those cameras?
Biden then strokes the girl's hair again and tells her, you guessed it.
No dates or boys till you're 30 years old.
He then strokes her hair and kisses her again. He then grabs on her face and hair again. But I'm sure that's completely normal. In this clip where Biden is meeting 3 teenage girls, he trots out his favorite line.
3 teenage.
You have a big
weekend. Oh, I got a concertina wire.
All right, good. You need it. Listen, no serious guys.
That's right. That's why you have a good advice.
One girl then calls out for her dad.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, let's get the senator in here.
Yes. And appears in a rush to leave the room. But I'm sure that was completely normal. The former vice president's behavior appears to extend to females of all ages. Here's Uncle Joe grabbing Ashton Carter's wife, Stephanie, before smelling her hair. She's obviously uncomfortable. But I'm sure that's completely normal. But seriously, imagine how the left would react if it was President Trump behaving like Joe Biden did. They'd be up in arms. They'd be calling for an investigation. Remember, they freaked out when Trump said he'd date his own daughter, which admittedly was a bit odd. So what about this? Last week, a Secret Service agent told Cassandra Fairbanks that Biden would, quote, mess with every single woman or teen, and that a Christmas get-together at the VP's house had to be cancelled, quote, because Biden would grope all of our wives' and girlfriends' asses. He also said that the service often had to protect female agents from him, and that Biden was prone to parading around the VP residence late at night with no clothes on. I mean, stark, naked, Weinstein-level stuff, said the agent. During one alleged incident in 2009, Biden cupped the breast of a Secret Service agent's girlfriend during a photo, prompting the agent to shove Biden and almost hit him. The agent was subsequently suspended for a week, according to the source. Men would often stand in front of female agents and Navy women or create false pretenses to have them leave the room just to get them away from Biden, according to the agent. Best-selling author Ronald Kessler previously claimed in his book that Biden was fond of swimming naked and that female Secret Service agents found that offensive. Congress has paid out $17 million in secret settlements to victims of sexual harassment. Now again, this is just an accusation, but former Trump campaign official James Brower claims that Joe Biden is one of the individuals named in these sealed settlement deals. It would be incredibly naive to think that this isn't going to come up if Biden runs for president in 2020. Indeed, many on the left are terrified that it could sink Biden's campaign and hand Trump a second term. The Huffington Post, Salon.com, and The Daily Beast have all published articles recently begging Biden not to run for office. And again, no evidence of actual wrongdoing has been brought forward. But when you watch these clips, and considering the current climate, you can begin to understand how Joe Biden...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.